Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
I don't know about you, but it's been kind of a magical week, or maybe a month, with all the upheaval with the weather and all that. A lot of times for me, that triggers different experiences. One of the ones that when they had the para conference here in Kansas City, I was out mowing the lawn and I had a bird that looked like a robin, and then it turned and it looked like a dove. And I'm thinking, okay. And it was within 3 feet. I'm mowing the lawn, and that it stayed and walked up the driveway beside me within about 3 feet. When you're mowing the lawn, you don't expect a bird to stay right beside you. Okay, the bird did. And I'm thinking, okay, it must be wounded. No, it stayed there and watched as I mowed the lawn. My husband came out and said, wow, there's a robin. And I said, that's what I thought when I first saw it. And then it turned sideways, and it's a dove. That's one of those things that is... It's fascinating because it reminded me that we all see things differently. And as I was seeing, the initial sight was a robin. And then after that, I saw it as a dove. And I'm like, okay, there's a reason. Well, we won't go into that now. But the other thing was recently, like in the 2 or 3 days, I saw one of those yellow cardinals. Wow. And fortunately, Andy saw the same thing. So, what we didn't expect was, as we're trying to track it, he's got the camera with the, you know, the big, huge lens trying to get the picture of it, because it's just so extraordinary when you see the birds that are very unique and unusual, and all of a sudden they're within shooting, as in photography distance. But every time the bird landed, it was behind a leaf. So as we're trying to capture the bird, neither of us thought to capture what we didn't expect, and it looked like, from a branch on the tree, a feather, a gray type of feather, went from one branch to the other. Now, it caught my eye because it didn't fly the way you would normally. It flew. It didn't float. So it floated and flew like it had an intended direction from one branch to another. Okay, from there, it went from one branch and on to behind the fence, of course, over by the car. And I said, did you see that? And yes, he saw it. He said, yeah, it looked like an owl feather. I'm like, no. It looked like it was flying. It was something real. And of course, it's one of these little gray things. It wasn't what I saw with the UFO. It was different. And so it's a feather. So we go over and scour the entire place where we thought it went. Nothing resembling that there. So this is the kind of stuff that makes my life interesting. Because fortunately, we both saw the yellow cardinal, and we both had different interpretations of what the gray thing that looked like a feather was. And I'm going to go with fairy, okay? Just, that's fine. It's my reality. Anyway, so that's why I get into a lot of this stuff, because there are so many things that happen. And I wanted to go back and revisit very quickly when I talked about that UFO sighting. I did a little bit more research, and the scientist who worked on this particular technology for just exploring what they could do in terms of making drones invisible, that was what caught my attention. Once I did a search again and found out the article from Wired in 2008 actually had the quote, the name, and all of that, and it's an optically camouflaged cloaking device, designed to work with bigger, larger pieces of equipment. But typically, when they were first starting out, they were going with drones. And so when I saw that, I thought, you know what? That is exactly, and seeing the image, and I posted a link on the Coffee House on the Blogspot site so you can see and reference this for yourself. And at the very bottom of that article in 2008, it says, don't expect to hear much more about this. And absolutely for sure, there is no more. So, however, there is a name and a link in the University of Kansas, which makes it really conveniently close to a place like Kansas City where they could test something like that. Okay, so just going back and saying that some of this stuff is out there, and we may or may not know the details, but trust your intuition. Trust when you're seeing something and questioning, well, is this such an easy answer? You know, is this a UFO? What kind of unidentified foe is it? All right, my guest has had some really interesting experiences, so she can vouch for some of this not being everybody's. The reality is unique. And Shekinah Rose has an incredible, fantastic voice. And we're going to play some of her music in a minute. But first, I just wanted to introduce her as somebody that you might want to pay more attention to, just because when these things happen and experiencers come forward, then it's nice to have options. So if something like this happens to you, you're not quite so maybe shocked or thrown out of your own reality set. Shekinah Rose, and she's in Sedona, Arizona. Now, do you go by Shekinah Rose or Shekinah? What's the proper?
Shekinah. My full name is Shekinah Rose. However, it's Shekinah. And good to be here, Wendy, and thank you so much for having me on.
You are in a beautiful place to start out with. Were you called to go to Sedona, or is this what drew you to Sedona?
I was called by Gaia, Mother Earth Gaia. I was called to come here. And this place, Sedona, as you probably know, is extremely, it's a vortex, it's a portal, extremely mystical, extraordinarily beautiful. And many people are called here to mm-hmm. this land. And there's so many of us that have had this spiritual calling to come here. It's there's books written about it, that
yes.
this calling of Sedona. So I was one of those. And we have a very high population of very spiritual people, and many people make pilgrimages here as well because the energy is so powerful. And you can come here, and even for like a vacation or a pilgrimage, and you can have an awakening and be changed. Many people come here just even for a short amount of time, and they'll have very powerful awakenings and experiences that changes their lives. So I was one of those persons that I was in South Florida, and I knew I was going to come back to the Southwest. However, I had to wait until she called me, and she called me here. And it was so powerful, loud, and profound that I came. I packed up my things, and I moved here.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing and incredible, and one amazing, you know, experience and evolution process since I've been here.
We're going to get into some of that in the next break. The music that you bring through is absolutely extraordinary. I've had my own experience and was the same thing, found myself in Sedona. And when I went to the different vortexes, I heard that there was part of it was animal communication. Others were just trans-dimensional kind of experiences and insight. And I came back to Kansas City as a result because this was where it was going to be just a little bit harder. So this is where my work was going to be. Part of it was I worked for a small radio station there, and one of the things that I loved about it was looking out the window and seeing the animals come in to they had a little water fountain or water pond there, and seeing the coyote and seeing the this whole menagerie of animals, the roadrunner and the rabbits come in to drink in the morning. It was extraordinary. It's a beautiful place. Saw the javelinas, little pigs that, you know, you think they're friendly and they're not. grew up on a farm.
Yes.
They're a whole different kind of pig. The beauty of the place is, I think, a magnet for a lot of people who are wanting to make a shift, a switch, a change. And your music is also part of that. So I also wanted to get into the near-death experience that you had, because I think that was part of your trigger. and then go ahead and get into the language of light. So we'll introduce that in the next break. Part of that, I saw some of your presentation. You have a YouTube channel, so people, if you're following along now, you can do the YouTube channel and also your website to find out, to get the stuff that we're not going to have time to go into through here. But I do want to introduce, and the one I pulled up was the Cathedral Rock Archangel, and this is of course, the beauty of the surrounding is gorgeous, but your voice, this is what I think people are going to really be shifted by, okay? Is that maybe a good way to put it? So hang with me. The next break, it's Wendy's Coffee House at KCMO Talk Radio. Get ready for a musical interlude. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. I hate to talk over it. It's so beautiful. This is Shekinah Rose, her music. And there's a difference in this music because it's the, and I'm not sure how to classify it, 528 hertz. And it's supposed to be a higher frequency that just cuts through the chase and helps you basically upgrade your vibration. All right? That's the short, my interpretation. Okay, Shekinah Rose, how does this work?
That's a wonderful way of putting it. Yes, this is a particular frequency of language. It's called the language of light, and this happened when I went to the light and back. And this is kind of, it carries kind of, it is frequency. It's a frequency language that resonates with our spirit, our higher selves, who we truly are. This language of light contains, science did analyze my vocals, and it does contain that 528 hertz miracle and transformation and release and empowerment. And those are the ancient Sophigio frequencies. And that, the ancient Sophigio frequencies, comes from a more of an ancient musical scale that we used to listen to. And that's when we hear their Gregorian chants, and even Beethoven was in a different musical scale. And apparently that musical scale was more attuned to God, to who we were. And apparently that was changed. Now, the music that comes through me is when I went to the light and back. So the only way that I can describe it is what, you know, heaven, well, beyond heaven, what the light said. And the light told me that this was, you know, the language of our soul. This was, these are the frequencies that I became attuned to when I had my near-death experience. And then when I came back, then that's when I started to sing. This language of light is helping us to awaken more of the true essence of who we are. It has so many applications because I've had a lot of people at different times have different results or different experiences from this. Sometimes people have instant awakenings from hearing this particular music, or they have an instant shift, or they have like an instant healing that is permanent. And how I feel, the reason why that is because everything is frequency. And, you know, medicine, you could say, is, you know, a healing frequency. So when you get that particular medicine, or you get that particular frequency that you need, that's required, that's the healing, that's the tone, that's the frequency that shift you once you come in contact with it. That's all you need is to be open, and it can instantly awaken you. What I like about the language of light is most people, because it doesn't have words usually,
yeah,
it doesn't have particular words. It's more of a resonance, more vowels of a song languaging that it can affect you differently because you're not focused on what this word means.
Mm-hmm.
you can be more open because you don't have all those filters of, is this right for me? You can go right into the feeling. Music is, you know, incredible what we have here on this planet.
We're going to play some more in terms of your music. I want to play some more to give people an idea of what we're talking about, too, because it's so pure and it's just so, I mean, it's like if there's anything clogged, it just takes it out in a nice way. It just, it's a, the tune and the tone is absolutely amazing to listen to. I can see when I'm looking at the followers you have, I can see all of these positive things saying, thank you so much. I can't believe you're doing this. I felt a shift. The way it is, I guess, interpreted by anyone who listens is incredibly, like, right on the mark, uplifting. And in so many ways, it works without any kind of explanation. You just say, wow, wow. And that's how I felt when I was listening to it. So, you know, no words, which is probably good for most people.
Yeah, I really appreciate your experience of it and your connection and your sharing of it, because as you do that, then it becomes a stronger resonancy for other people as well, because that's how it works. And, you know, you can't really go to the top 40 Billboard chart and get this music.
No.
At this particular point, it's not available there, because we're not at, I don't know. It's not maybe at that place yet.
They need words.
I hope it.
You got to have stories. Stories and words, okay? This where.
Story words.
Yeah. And I always got the words wrong on Top 40 anyway. I would be singing an entirely different song, and people look at me like, well, that's what I heard, okay? Oh, all right. Kiss This Guy. There was a website, Kiss This Guy, where, you know, Kiss the Sky. And that's, I would be one of those who got it completely wrong, but I liked it, so I would sing it. And there you go. And so I just started humming. So you wouldn't know what I misheard, and I would stop embarrassing everyone around me by singing something that was completely, totally not what they intended when they wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, the angels in particular, and it's interesting that you pulled that particular one to play, because the angels, the archangels, they've been barreling in. And I was wondering, you know, what was going on, and they were kind of preparing. And I will say that they're happy. They're really happy. Delighted. They're delighted that you chose that one, because it does bring a particular frequency, and it does have a particular, it's like a portal that opens up. It's almost like if you, you know, came here to Sedona, mm-hmm. the vortex. And you know, when you come here to the vortexes, they are extremely powerful and they open up your senses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what this is. This is like a portal of the frequencies, and it particularly helps with the angels, the angelic realms, to assist humanity. And humanity definitely needs assistance, because they have been, because they're praying and they're asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels and the fairies, okay, we got them over there too. The fairies are here too. They're like, we're here too.
Yay.
We're helping too. And they want to help. They're here in assistance because we've been asking. And so these are different ways and forms that are intentions and our prayers and ways that we can reach our goals and our desires. Is through these different means, by, you know, listening to these, you know, this type of uplifting or empowering kind of music, because it can help to shift your vibration. We were saying before, like, raise your vibrational frequency, or connect you to the information that you need to connect to within your own particular being. So this kind of assist you with that, because your soul and your spirit can recognize this in a whole different, like, way. It's a different kind of languaging.
Okay, hold on. We're going to have to take a break, all right? So what I want to come back to, though, is talk about, you were leading an entirely different life before this hit. And I think it started, what I heard was 2008, when you decided to go full direction with this, in the language of the light, the Blu-ray. And we're going to talk about how that changed your life. Because people who have a near-death experience, they don't always go full boat in an entirely different direction. But sometimes when it's that profound, then there's no other choice. And so the website, ShekinahRose.com, to find out about Shekinah and more of the information, the different, if you would like to get more, you know, the DVDs and that kind of stuff, they're there too. But that's what I think is so fascinating about this. And Sedona is an incredible place. That's why Tom Dongo said, okay, you got to talk to Shekinah, all right? Because there's a lot going on here. Mysterious Sedona. Remember we talked to him. But that's what this is about. And it's just one of those things. Once you hear the music, things change. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Shekinah Rose. There is an incredible thing with music, that you don't have to have words. You have a tone. You have an energy signature. And sometimes when you're meditating or something like that, that's why people do chanting. That's why people listen to songs that give them an elevated feeling, a sense of release, a sense of peace, or a sense of drive. Let's go to work, you know. That's why I like this. And I'm so glad that Tom Dongo, he gave you a wonderful recommendation. And he said, you got to call her. And I wasn't sure, you know, what it was about. I had no idea that it was singing and this kind of stuff. But I want to go back and we'll play this one that you did recently. And this is beautiful, beautiful. It's the Light Rose Heart Portal Song, Be Here Now. So it's a meditation, a kind of a little inspiration for somebody to keep them in, I think, in focus. But what happened with the near-death experience? Because this is what, you know, why? What were you told and how did it happen?
Well, prior to this, the reason why I came back, the only reason that they came back from the light was to sing. But prior to this, I had never sang. Ever. I mean, I would not even sing for karaoke.
That's not singing.
I wouldn't even go to a place like that because that was just something in my life that I just didn't do. And I would never do. And it's just, I don't know exactly why, but it was just something, don't ever sing, don't ever open your mouth to ever do that. Mm-hmm. And however, I did have a near-death experience. And when I went to the light, I was communicating with the light. I got ill. I had food poisoning, and there were some other complications. And I couldn't take, you know, I just couldn't sustain myself, so I was leaving the planet. Hmm. And I went to the light, and I communicated a lot with the light. We just were able to commune and to connect. And during that time, and time is really fast there, it's hard to say the time, but when I was up there, a lot happened, and I was able to look at my life and to check into everybody and to make sure everybody was okay, and I literally was going to cross over. And I knew that if I crossed over to, I still had a body. I wasn't in my body, but I had a body. Mm-hmm. I had an energy body. And I knew that if I crossed over onto this line, if I just took my leg and if I just crossed it over, because that was the light, that would be it. Even if I crossed over my leg a little bit into the light,
intention.
That would be it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that would be it. I knew that. And I was going to cross over. But, you know, when you're up there, it's, you know, it's timelessness, and so much is happening. A lot of information happened, and I won't be able to, you know, share all the other information that
right.
happened. But one of the things that happened to me that I didn't know it exactly, but I was becoming attuned while I was there in the light to, they call it the music of the spheres, or I was being attuned to this creational music. A song,
mm-hmm.
frequency. No, I didn't know it exactly that that was happening, but I could hear it sort of. When I was up there, I could feel it and I could hear it and I could, I was becoming, connected to it again. Yeah. I was merging with it again. And so when I was going to cross over, I was just ready to do it. And something inside of me just in this last moment, half a minute, second, just said, and it came from my heart and it came from my soul. And it was, I want to sing in the language of light. And it was like it was like a cry. It was like a plea from my soul that was the only, that was the last thing that I needed to do that. And so when I said that, I just basically, plummeted back, into the body, because that's what happens. You go bam back into the body. You slam into the body and not conscious, of course, but eventually I did, become conscious. And after that, I did start to sing in the language of light. And what happened was there was a science that found me as I was, singing, because, these frequencies were coming through me, and they wanted to test my vocals. And actually, they wanted to kind of discredit me. And I remember at the time, I come back from the light recently. Yeah. This is the only reason why I'm on this planet.
Yeah.
And I didn't really care. So what happened is they did this analysis of my vocals, and they came back, and this physicist was actually kind of surprised, and he gave me the analysis of my vocals, mm-hmm. like at every second, half second, and some of the things what he told me was that. That I sing in the pure tonal notes of creation, the ancient Sofigio scale, which at the time I had no idea, like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, help, translation.
it was the ancient, apparently the ancient musical scale that the Gregorian chants were sung in,
mm-hmm.
and why, they sang the Mass in Latin, the Catholics,
mm-hmm.
because it's sung in this musical scale,
the tones
that connected to God. They also came and said that I was singing in the mathematical equation of creation. Now, apparently, Mark Rodin, a scientist, had recently found the equation. Now, that was crazy to me. I had no idea what that meant or how in the world could I sing in that. And a whole bunch of other frequencies. And basically, they said, well, these just haven't been discovered yet. and I said, okay, it's like our DNA. Well, we don't know about those. They're just junk.
But something's important. We do need it, because if we take it out, there might be a problem.
yes. So that's what happened. And so I continued on to sing. Now, and people started having experiences.
Mm-hmm.
People, like, I would have a group, and people, let's say someone would come in and they were feeling really bad or something like that. They would come into the group and they would be a part of the singing, and they would be healed instantly. Or they would be healed instantly of something that they've had for a long time. A health issue would be completely gone. Or they would have some kind of awakening or some kind of connections, or angels would come to them. So that was great. And, I've continued on with this. And the thing is, Wendy, now I thought, I couldn't imagine that I would ever have another near-death experience after my first one, because it can be wonderful. It will change your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. But it's very challenging.
Yeah, one's enough. When most people think one's enough.
It's so significant. It's so significant because, like I was sharing with you, I was spiritual before. However, when I came back from the light, it was like I was completely different. And everything that I associated with before was different.
Mm-hmm.
I did not associate the way that I did before. So it didn't matter what it was. It was like I was brand new with who I was and what I felt in all my relationships. So it's challenging because you're instantly changed. And that's also when I had to become Shekinah.
Mm-hmm.
From the Shekinah, the sacred divine feminine, I became Shekinah Rose. After Shekinah, it was just something natural. I had to do it because I had shifted so much. Now, I've had two other near-death experiences, and I'm glad that I didn't know that they were going to be coming.
I want to opt out, please. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They happened in Sedona. I think it was a bit easier. It was a bit easier. Uh-huh. It took me only a few years.
Yeah,
you know, to integrate. However, very interesting is that every time I go to the light, when I come back, I sing differently.
Wow,
it's very interesting. So now in Sedona, now in the last year, has been a huge upgrade. Now Sedona upgrades me.
Yeah,
Sedona
does
these amazing, powerful things, and so this year has been really amazing. And also because of the crystals, also have come to me and find me from Sedona, mm-hmm. and the Crystal City of Light. And now what's happening is I'm getting these upgrades for the singing. And thank you, Holy Source Spirit, my spirit, that I don't have to go to the light and back. But what's happening now is that the angels will embody me. Like now I'm having an angel embodiment. I had a high angelic deva being, like an angel, that merged with me while I was singing one time.
Okay,
I was on stage.
Hold on. We're going to come back. We have to take more time for this in the break. Okay, so hang on. And we're also going to play the music. This is the most recent one that I found that you have on your YouTube channel for people to get an idea. KCMO Talk Radio, Wendy's Coffee House. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. I love the music. I mean, this is the whole point. When you're a kid and listening to the radio, it's about the music. Shekinah Rose, Angelic Messenger, Language of Light, channel for the Blu-ray. And this is the recent one. It's a Be Here Now intention meditation. So you can just sit back, relax, not at the moment, on your own time, because we have to talk to her right now. But it gives you an idea. Shekinah, you said you merged the last one of the times you were doing, and it was at an event with an angel.
Yes. Yes, I did. And I was at an event, and it was packed house, and I was up on stage, and I was singing. And I also worked with Kimberly Griffin, and she is a Sedona sound alchemist with the crystal bowls. And an angel, she knew it, because an angel embodied me, and I started singing in this way that was amazing, like I've never sung before. And it just like filled the entire room, and it changed me. It's changed me ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been happening is now the angels are like literally they're seeing right through me. They will use my vocals, or we will completely have a choir together.
Mm, yeah.
And it's always a transmission. Like I never sing it again. And that's the difference about this kind of music. I have a recorder around me sometimes that I'll just turn it on, and the transmission will come through me. But since that happened to me, that shifted me as well. I am so much more now connected to the angels, to singing with them, and the fairies, the angelic deva fairies.
Mm-hmm.
They'll sing with me. And that's how it's been.
See, that's extraordinary. The fact that you never sung, and it wasn't even something you would submit to a karaoke performance, which is probably good. Okay, that's that's just amazing, because this your voice, listening to these YouTube videos, and that's the quality is just absolutely gorgeous. So you know, to say that this just happened after your NDE. And then not only that, it continues to elevate as you continue to perform is magical.
Well, this is what I feel now is I feel that the reason probably why I didn't sing is so that I wouldn't know how to sing a song.
Yeah.
Because what comes through me is not how you sing a song.
Right.
It's a frequency melody. And I'm not attuned to anything except for, like, I am solely connected to them and the divine to sing through me. I am a vehicle and a channel for them, for that, and not to sing in any kind of song or any kind of musical skill, because this is what I'm here to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm here to bring forth. This is my mission. This is my purpose.
It's very unique.
Been dedicated. I dedicate myself to that. However, I do work with musicians, you know, mm-hmm. professional musicians, but I don't know what they're doing. I mean, they all tune into a certain key. I have no idea. I just, you know, do my best to, you know, harmonize, and I harmonize and with the frequency, you know, to sing, you know, with a band or, you know, with the crystal bowls or whatever, you know, that may be, because I want to continue to be attuned to the angels. They need a space. I mean, they're very happy with all of you that you chose music and that you chose those particular portals to bring forth on this broadcast. Because this will continue. That's a portal now that you have on this broadcast. Anytime someone listens to this, at any time, they'll be able to connect to the angels. I mean, it's a living frequency of light.
We're going to have to wrap real quick, the Blu-ray. What's the significance of the Blu-ray?
So I'm also a channel of the Blu-ray. I had a very powerful download, and that I am a starseed from the Blu-ray, and that has a mission and a purpose. And we are very sensitive and past beings that are here to raise the vibrational frequency of humanity and to do it through the sacred divine feminine, to do it through, you know, our own lives of transforming those very, sometimes very intense emotions, those things that have happened, you know, to us and the things that have happened to humanity through the emotional body. So we are here to do that, and we are on mission, and we are here to express our purpose and to help to assist the, you know, the higher vibration of, you know, all of Earth. And so that's why I do what I do, is that's why I sing. So that's a way to assist humanity. We have to express, you know, who we are and our empathic wisdom. You know, being an empath is challenging on this planet. Being a sensitive empath is very challenging. However, it is a grand gift. It's part of that missing thing that humanity has kind of downplayed and drowned out. And it's something that is extremely valuable of our resonancy as being a true divine human. I'm here to be, you know, the new human. I'm a part of that wave, of that group, of those star seeds, of those light workers, to assist them to be the new human, a divine human, a true human of who we were meant to be, our divine original blueprint, and to help the ultra-sensitive empaths of the world to not shut down and to know that they're not alone. So I give them, you know, the latest, you know, ascension updates of, you know, what they're experiencing and the empowerment that's coming to me through spirit for them.
Okay.
Because I'm part of that group.
So they're going to connect. They're going to connect with you. And just by this little introduction with the music, you can check out Shekinah Rose. The YouTube channel is where a lot of these, there are so many more. But I wanted to talk with you because you have a very unique message, a unique path, and a unique journey. So the NDE thing, people are just now hearing more about that. And this is what can happen when you have that profound life change. You don't have to have three. One's good.
Yes, one is good.
But Shekinah, you took one for the team and did three just to make sure the tune was right. And the angels said, we need a little more room. It's crowded here. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for doing what you do. And we'll share more of the links on the blog, okay? We got to check out now, but tune in and tune up. Wendy's Coffee House, thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.